Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Akhilesh, there is this new thing trending in our country. And the story is that banks and bank staff, bank top management in our banks, they conduct all sorts of mismanagement in a bank. They conduct all sorts of fraudulent practices, acts in our bank. And when their bank starts going down, when their practices and their fraudulent practices and their mismanagement comes in the forefront, what they do is they go running to their political masters and they palm their bank to a more profitable and a bank which is actually doing well. What I'm talking about is Dena Bank and the Dena Bank merger.
Yeah, Bank and Bank of Baroda.
Bank of Baroda. Dena Bank was a terrible bank, completely mismanaged, all sorts of corrupt activities happening inside the bank. The bank went kaput and they very smartly handed it over to Vijaya Bank, and in fact it requires two people to carry Dena Bank. Vijaya Bank and Bank of Baroda, both banks doing well. They had to take the carcass of Dena Bank and they had to run the company. Now, Akhilesh, isn't it that Dena Bank is not only spoiling their own fortunes, but they are also spoiling two very good bank, their culture, their systems, everything?
You know, Sujit, you're so right on this observation. In India, when we take banks in particular, the top employees of the banks are appointed by the government of India because government of India is the owner of the bank. So the politician gets his nominee, his Benami character sitting on the chair of being the chairman or director or whatever be of the bank. And they keep carrying the political master's orders. There is a very implicit faith like you would have in case of a mafia in this, that you do what I ask you to do and I will protect you. So, the politician keeps giving orders, bad loans are given. This is what happened in Dena Bank. Atrociously horrible loans given which have all gone bad. But the man sitting on the chair was never afraid or nervous because the man at the top has told him, be in the system and the system will protect you. Okay, So bad loans given, the bank has gone bankrupt. You are absolutely right when you said that the bank has gone to the dogs. The bank has gone bankrupt because of these kind of loans given. What is the implicit understanding from the top? Don't worry. Let all the money be wasted of the public. We will replenish the money. So we will recapitalize it. So the bank gets recapitalized. So the bank chairman who did all these dirty loans, he's not under any pressure of being interrogated, investigated, vigilance, etc. And when things went horribly bad, merge it with another bank. No questions asked.
Merge it with another good bank.
With another good bank, which can carry this carcass, as you said.
Correct.
So merge it. Story over. So all those litany of chairmen of banks and executive directors of Dena Bank who participated in this, do what the system asks you and the system will take care of themselves, have been taken care of.
So system manipulates the bank staff. Once they are about to be caught, the system pulls them out, puts this into another good bank, and system happy, bank management happy, and people who suffer is us.
Us. Money plundered, public deposits plundered, replenished. So no questions asked even when it was found out that fraudulent loans have been given. And the story gets buried forever. In this merger of Dena Bank with Vijaya and Bank of Baroda, which Dena Bank's chairman is going to be exhumed and asked, why did you give these loans? Nobody is investigated, nobody is arrested, nobody is punished, nobody is prosecuted. So, great arrangement as you noted. That's just what it is all about. Let me pertinently tell you from experience, it has been one of the most corrupt banks in India. Corruption when loans were given, corruption when recovery was being done. Recovery was very selectively done. You could go to the recovery department of Dena Bank and strike a deal with the officers concerned to ensure that they even subvert the judicial process of recovery. And the most important, if frauds took place and they were aware of it, they never identified or reported the fraudsters because the investigation of CBI would start. It was that rampant.
You know, Dena Bank was true to their name, Dena Bank.
Their job was to give.
Just to give. Imagine, it is so simply done. And what is sad, and the reason why we are talking about one bank after another, is because end of the day, it is your money. It is not, the money doesn't belong to the chairman of that pretty bank, or it doesn't belong to the then finance minister or now finance minister or whichever finance minister or politician. It belongs to us, and we lose money.
We lose money, we lose faith in the system.
And we have.
And we have, and money has been just simply looted. No action taken. If at all the government was serious about, you know, when this measure got announced, sadly, out of sycophancy, every newspaper was applauding the entire transaction. We really found nothing to applaud about. Because if you are really taking a corrective measure to set right a problem, it meant in this case correcting the corrupt culture of the bank. That same culture is being transported from one organization to the other. No correction at all done. So the same virus continues. So what have you done to change? It is the same thing. You've just kind of given it back to the other organization. And all the old scams of Dena Bank are forgiven.
Akhilesh, there's this old saying which says, you fool me once, shame on you. You fool me twice, shame on me. This has been happening in India since 1970s. Day in and day out. There is no law, no verdict, no system, no uproar against it. Don't you think we are the culprits?
Sujit, we are the culprits in the sense that we have no sense of civic activism. But look at it in a bit of a different manner. If you and I were depositors of Dena Bank and our money had been lost and our life savings were lost, we would have gone and probably taken out morchas, there would be pressure groups, and probably somewhere the finance minister would have compensated us. But here, we are given no chance even to murmur. An ordinary depositor of Dena Bank doesn't even know that his bank has gone bankrupt. Because bankruptcy was refunded. Every third year, the government came and put one more check as capital in Dena Bank. So the ordinary depositor never knew. So from the perspective of taking care of public ire, there was no ire.
Correct. Because the depositor never knew.
The depositor never came.
Except for his tax money, he just went into funding these.
They lost as a citizen of the country. Lakhs of crores lost in this manner. I mean, when we say that banks today have got NPAs over 10 lakh crores, it means that is the kind of Dena banks that have devoured our money.
Correct.
But did you and I lose our life savings? We did not.
You know, Akhilesh, we pay almost 50% of our income, or more than that actually, as taxes.
When we take direct, indirect tax, it is heavy.
Correct. It was more than 50% of our money that we pay as taxes. But unfortunately, with that money, we don't have healthcare.
Yes.
Unfortunately, with that money, we don't have infrastructure. Unfortunately, with that money, we don't have our good roads. We don't have good transport. We don't have good schools. Ultimately, that money is being used. What I want to reemphasize here and emphatically state here is that money is used to actually take care of problems like this.
Yes.
That is the money that is given to these banks, recapitalization.
In the last 3 years, the government has pumped in 2,30,000 crores. 2,30,000 crores by way of additional capital of banks, which is the amount which has been replenished. And after this, when this merger was announced, incidentally, the bank chairman, the three chairmen, didn't even know something like this was on the cards. That's the other kind of question mark in corporate terms. You know, they all had a lot of praise for it. I mean, the words used were superlative, brilliant, and what a great idea, etc. Even there is such sycophancy in the bureaucracy that not one had the guts to even question, why are you doing it? Don't they understand that this is one virus being put into another? But they will not question it.
And but how will they question it, Akhilesh? How will the bureaucracy question it? Because I think bureaucracy is hand in glove with it.
Absolutely.
I don't think they are absolved of all this. They are part of all this.
They are part of the system.
They are part of the system, and this is a system game.
This is a system game.
And unfortunately, the system game is going on and on like a stuck record, and it doesn't seem to end. And mind you, every week, we have at least one bank that we talk about.
Yeah.
Every week, we have at least one bank that we talk about. And finally, we will find that we have covered almost every bank. And if not, good banks are infused with these bad banks, these bad banks with their staff and their culture and their most...
All the corruption will only proliferate in the next organization.
Absolutely correct. And here next week we'll be talking about that particular organization. Yes. This is ridiculous. I guess unless and until there's a stop, we put a stop to this. What is the solution to this, Akhilesh?
Sujit, there can't be a solution to this. Because right since the time banks got nationalized, no politician is willing to give up this power of his. I mean, if you are a politician and you don't have a money purse to write, the people who flock to you come down drastically. And if you are a corrupt politician, you don't make such easy money out of it. So unless there is a public backlash or understanding, why will this stop, Sujit? I still remember IDBI went bust somewhere in mid-90s, 1996, if I have to tell you precisely. You know what was the NPA? 7,500 crores. That sounds like kindergarten stuff. We are talking about NPAs over 10 lakh crores. IDBI went bust with just 7,500 crores and it was replenished. At that time, we had raised a lot of eyebrows in our profession. But today, what are we talking? The eyebrows are gone.
Absolutely. So, Akhilesh, to conclude, you see, we may blame UPA because they have done that, and some may blame NDA because they are doing it. This NDA-UPA blame has to stop. There is a problem in our system, and that is something that we need to unilaterally understand. There is a problem and we need to resolve it, and one doesn't care a damn whether it is UPA issue created the issue or NDA is creating the issue. The issue has to stop, because end of the day, if it doesn't stop, UPA doesn't lose, NDA doesn't lose, you lose. It's your money.
And you know, Sujit, I need to put one point on this. The public thinks that this is a cure. It is a cover-up. It is not a cure.
Correct.
You're covering up your misdeeds. And unless this doesn't stop, the next cover-up will also come.
So the next cover-up will also come. So that's where we end the show today. And we'll catch you with another story another day. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.